You're listening to your Tabo podcast.
Hey, podcast.
You are listening to your podcast.
That's to your. You are listening to the Tabo podcast.
Are you guys surprised? I'm back! But not really. This is a special episode of the Tabo podcast. I'm sure you guys were like shocked and surprised. You're like, what the? Is it coming back? Is TTP back? Do I need to start listening again? Are my Thursdays saved? No. This is a one-off, limited edition episode of the Tabo podcast because I have something that I want to celebrate and I would love to celebrate it with you guys because you guys are basically, you know, my family. I missed all of you. How have all of you been doing? That's a weird question to ask because I know how you guys have been doing. We've all been doing pretty bad, right? 2020 was like the worst year ever. Remember when we celebrated the end of 2019 together and we were like, 2020 is going to be the best year ever. And it just was not. It was completely horrible. And even now in 2021, things haven't gotten significantly better. But there are things to hope for, right? With the vaccine, with, you know, all of the efforts that are being made, we have things to be hopeful about. And on a personal thing, Epic High is out with a new album. I'm sure many of you have already listened to the songs. Thank you so much. Have you seen the videos? Thank you so much. The album is called Epic High is Here. And it's part one of a double album. Part two will be coming out who knows when. It's going to be a shock and surprise. But part two will be coming out at some point. I'm hoping that you guys enjoy this album that we just dropped. The 10 songs until that comes out. Let me know how you guys like the song. Like, just send me DMs, leave comments. But I wanted to celebrate this moment with you guys because while I was working on the album, this was the only platform that I was on. So every week, it was like I would be working on the album and then I would be talking to you guys. And it almost feels like you guys were there with me crafting this album. And although the things we talked about on the podcast were, you know, like whether or not dinosaurs had feathers or like Scientology, I'm thinking that some of the stuff we talked about influenced the way, you know, I wrote the lyrics or the way I crafted the songs, right? Everything that goes on in my life finds its way into our music. So I just wanted to say thank you for being there because it was a very lonely time last year. And I'm hoping that my album, our album, can help you cope throughout this year until things get better and COVID-19 is just a faint memory. How I've been doing is self-explanatory. If you listen to the album, some of the content is rather dark. But if you listen carefully, every single song has some sliver of hope. I think Epic High is Here, that phrase. A lot of people are like, I love the title, but what does it mean, right? I think this is going to be our 18th year together as Epic High. That's a long ass time. That's like two decades. And I think in one way, Epic High is Here is talking about the fact that we have survived, you know, this long period of time and crazy ups and downs, crazy rises and falls. And we are still here. And how grateful that is, and how, you know, how amazing that is, that we're still together and we're still here. Like, so it has that meaning. But the second meaning, which is something that it means more to me, is that I know that a lot of people feel like they're completely alone, feel like no one understands them and no one is there for them, especially during the last, you know, year or so. People have felt loneliness like never before. And I wanted to let the fans know that Epic High is here, like here for you. So that's the meaning behind the album. Later, I am going to invite the members of Epic High, DJ Two Cuts and Mithrajin. I have never had them in the studio for the Tableau podcast. I've only talked about them, talked shit about them, but never have had them on the show. And today I'm going to invite them. But realize most of that episode, almost entirely, it's going to be in Korean. So if you get confused because you don't speak Korean at all, there's going to be a video of this whole thing on Epic High's official YouTube channel, and it'll have subtitles. So if you want to, like, if you go there, you'll know what we're talking about. And also, if 지금 듣고 계신 여러분이 만약에 이 한국어 콘텐츠라고 생각하고 들어오셨는데 왜 계속 영어만 하고 있지? 나 어쩌라고? 이렇게 생각하고 계시면 그 이따가 에픽하이가 저와 함께 할 때는 한국어로 할 거고 그리고 지금 제가 영어로 하고 있는 이 부분도 우리 유튜브 채널 에픽하이 유튜브 채널에 가서 비디오를 보시면 거기에 자막이 달려 있을 거니까 네 약간 유익한 시간이 될 수도 있습니다. 이 에픽하이와 함께하는 시간을 지나고 나면 여러분 토플 만점 화이팅 가능. How have you been, Diane?
Not Mike.
Huh?
Not Mike.
Just scream. How have you been? Can you get a mic? Just.
Not this classic mistake.
Well, you didn't think that I was. So Diane.
Oh my God. What?
Long time no see. How have you been doing?
I've been good. I think I'm losing hair.
Why?
Because I'm getting older or something, or I'm just not taking care of myself.
Shut up.
I think I'm losing hair.
What are you talking about?
Don't you see? Do you notice something new about me at all?
Your hair is longer.
And I have bangs now. Because I'm trying to cover up the fact that I think I'm losing hair.
No, that makes no sense. It might be a winter thing.
No, this is ever since I moved to Korea, I think I've been losing hair.
It might be a not going out thing. Did you not go out enough? Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might be that.
Okay, thank you.
You know, so maybe.
Thank you.
I think you
solved it.
You look perfectly fine. Why are you losing hair?
I don't know. I even had a dream that like clumps of hair were coming out.
That's a horrible dream.
It is.
There's this movie, this classic movie by this Japanese director. Anyways, it had this one scene where like it was after, you know, the bombings and clumps of hair are being pulled out. And I saw that and I was like, that was when I was like a kid. I saw it in some film class. And that was so scary. Like that imagery was so scary that anytime I hear that someone's like hair is falling out, it's frightening. So don't worry and you'll be okay.
Have you seen that movie, the old classic Japanese movie where it's like Hunger Games and all the kids get shipped?
Battle Royale?
Yeah. Huh.
Let me tell you about Battle Royale. Immediately, the Tableau podcast.
You're like, what are we going to talk about?
The Tableau podcast refuses to talk about the album and goes into Battle Royale. Okay, so Mithra was the reason why I saw Battle Royale a long time ago. He was like a huge fan of like that whole, maybe like it was a comic, I think.
Oh.
Before it became a movie.
Oh, it was a book. It was a book.
I think it was a comic.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, he dragged me to the theater to see it. And then he got like a DVD, I think. And then made me rewatch it like multiple times. That's like a cult classic, right?
It's a crazy movie.
And Hunger movies. Hunger Games is exactly like it.
Except for, you would argue, Hunger Games is so tame in comparison.
I don't understand how Hunger Games is not a remake.
It basically is.
Yeah, like I don't know how they avoided like plagiarism issues.
Well, probably because most Western audiences who are watching or consuming Hunger Games don't know what Battle Royale is.
Battle Royale is crazy. But
Battle Royale is if Hunger Games actually like took it there.
Yeah, and when I was watching the movie, like I think Mithra was just like into the violence of it. Like he's like, yeah, kill him. But I was sort of like, because it's obviously, you know, like a metaphor for, you know, the education system, right? Especially the Asian education system where it's like kill or be killed.
Right? Yeah, competition.
Only one person can be number one. And that's basically, it's like an allegory, right? That's what it is, right?
Yeah, an allegory.
Allegory, right?
Yeah.
For that, right?
Yeah.
Am I using the word right? Oh my God, I haven't been smart in a while.
Allegory. Yeah.
That's the right word for what I'm trying
to
talk about.
I thought you were thinking of Allegra, the allergy medicine.
Let me tell you about allergies.
It's an Allegra,
dude.
Right? You like watch the movie and you don't sneeze for a while.
I took Allegra for a long time.
Me too.
Yeah. I had a really bad hay fever growing up. So I did cross country and I couldn't run because of the allergies. Because it was so bad. Like I was a good runner, but anytime I would be passing by trees or flowers, yeah. Which was a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't run. Like I couldn't see. Because I had like just tears down my cheeks.
You know, that's also the reason why I can't like not live in a city with pollution. Because cities don't have trees.
All cities have pollution. What are you talking about?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like I can't not live in a city because cities have pollution and therefore like not as many like wildlife or trees or whatever.
Oh, but you have hay fever too?
I have really bad hay fever.
My hay fever is way worse than yours.
I don't know about that. My brother's is so bad that he had to get like shots on in his butt and he tried to get acupuncture for it and it like didn't work.
That's your brother though. That's not.
We share DNA.
Yo, I have such bad hay fever that like I… So…
Not you making hay fever a competition.
No, like really.
It is an allegory.
Our new music video, one of our videos is… So, 내 얘기 같아, based on a true story. This video, a lot of it is in the forest. Like in a forest. And although I had no scenes in there, like I had to go because Hayes was shooting, right? And, you know, so we went there and I almost died because of the trees.
Hayes fever.
So like literally I risked my life to make that video and that song. I literally put my life on the line to get this song out to you guys. This is how passionate I am about music.
So this video better have like what in the first 24 hours to make it worth it for you?
Within the next week, I need at least 20 million views.
Okay.
Like at least.
To feel like it was worth almost losing your…
Because if it's like a measly like 1 million views, it's not worth risking your life for, right? Like I got a family. Speaking of family, so let me give an update about what's going on with my life. I've basically just been home like everyone else. The only times I've gone out is to work on music. So my life has been pretty boring. Has been killing virtual school. Like this is perfect for her because she hates school. Like I've, you know, told you guys, right? And she's said it herself, right? I think. She hates school. So virtual school is like okay, right? Because like she can still wear half her pajamas. Right?
Yeah.
Plus, you know, she can skip out and like just eat some snacks and stuff. So she loves virtual school. She hates that this is going on in the world and wishes that, you know, things get better. But virtual school, she's like okay with. And like how quickly kids pick up technology is unbelievable. So she started using Zoom, of course, right? And then she sort of like became friendly with the computer and is now programming. She downloaded some like programming things and started like, I don't know anything about programming. She started like programming games, and it's pretty cool. Like, I so hope she continues to do this.
You know what this reminds me of? You know that Simpsons episode where Lisa creates civilization?
She does.
So there's like a classic like horror Halloween episode where she puts a tooth in a thing of Coca-Cola.
Yeah,
and it starts a civilization.
Yeah.
Where she'll check in every like 5 minutes, and it has like expedited, like it went from caveman to like alien, like, or like that's spacecraft society.
That's exactly what it's like.
That's like what it's like watching Haru every day.
Yeah, like she has like her, at first she was using just the like her iPad, right?
Yeah.
And she was like, iPad's not good enough for Zoom because she has to share her screen sometimes with the teacher, and like she needs my computer. So she took my MacBook Pro that I make music on, and she started using that. And then eventually she's like, I need my own computer because you keep taking your computer back, but I need like a dedicated computer. So I got her a new computer. And she's like on top of this. Like, she hates every subject right now except anything involving programming.
Mm.
So I want her to like just run with this and start making like video games, AI. This is the future. She is the future right now. These kids are amazing. For decades, I could not figure out how to… Like, the only thing I know how to do programming-wise is like make a web page, like HTML.
Oh.
Even that is like mind-blowing for me. Like,
yeah.
Oh my God, I just made a web page.
Yeah.
But the way like these, you know, kids are like advancing with just any computer or device, it's incredible.
Wow. So she's going to end up becoming some kind of like…
Super rich. Super wealthy.
Some type of super rich.
Super, super wealthy. My retirement plan. I'm kidding.
I mean…
I would never do that. I would never.
You would just ask.
No.
You can ask.
No. I would never do that. She actually said to me, she said, one day if I become really wealthy, can I give you half my money? And I was like, why would you do that, Haru? You earned that money.
Yeah.
And she's like, because, you know, you're my dad and I love you. And I was like, what about the other half? And she's like, I'll give it to mom. And I'm like, then you'll be left with nothing. And she's like, that's okay. And I'm like, that's not okay, Haru. You earned that money. Like, it's going to be hard work to get there.
Yeah.
And once you get there, you know, that's your money.
What was your wife's response when she heard that?
She thinks the same way. She's like,
okay.
Do not give us any, like…
Yeah.
And then Haru's like, then what are you going to do, dad? Like, how,
she's
how,
like,
she's like, how are you going to survive? And I'm like, Haru, do
like,
you think
damn.
I'm going to be jobless or something? Like, at that point, I'm going to continue to progress. I'm going to continue to do stuff.
She's just side-eyeing you every day being like, he's still not going anywhere.
I think she's like…
You went from touring so much and then all of a sudden you're home so much that she's like, oh, I got to start making money.
She literally might think that I'm out of a job. She probably doesn't like even really know that my album is out. Yeah, I think maybe she thinks that I can't continue to just do music. Right? She's probably thinking to herself, like, one day this guy's just not gonna be able to rap or create anything on the computer.
She's gonna make your like AI version that will keep rapping for you.
So I have actually been doing other things as well. That I can't really discuss or disclose. But I have been quietly venturing into other areas other than music. And hopefully it'll come to fruition at some point. But what I realized is that… So 2 years ago I started like… You know… It was a challenge for me. Like 2 years ago, I was like, I'm going to try to do this thing that I haven't ever done before. And it literally took 2 years and is now finally feeling like it's gonna see light. And that's the thing I realized. Like, for 2 years, I didn't tell anybody, even my members, like what, like the side things that I was working on. I just did it every day, not expecting anything. I just did it little by little. And it took a long time. And at any point, I could have given up. But I didn't, because I didn't really consider it this grand thing. It was just like a routine thing. I was like, I'll work on this a little today and, you know, maybe next week a little bit. And it just, it snowballs and it becomes something great, right? And I know you guys are like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, can you please tell us? Like, I don't want to say it until it's like, until it's obvious.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to talk or say or speak success. Like, I want to actually like show through, you know?
No, you're doing it the correct way, because you want to hear the other side of that, which is that I I recently saw someone tweet out, hey, y'all, just had a meeting with a possible agent.
What?
So feeling really proud of myself, like I'm doing big things. And people were like congratulating them and like clapping for them.
For something not having happened yet.
Well, I literally was like, so you had a general? You know how easy it is to have a general in LA? A general in LA is just people talking to each other on someone else's dime for an hour and then nothing happens.
Yes, it's great to give yourself a pat on the back along the way and to celebrate the little things as well. But a lot of the times you celebrate too quick, right? And then you get devastated when it doesn't work out, not realizing that it hadn't worked out yet. Like it was not there yet.
Yeah.
But because you celebrated early, the devastation is artificial as well.
Yeah.
The celebration was fake and so is the devastation, right? Which means that, you know, basically you're putting yourself through hell and heaven for no reason.
I challenge you to tweet out doing big things, making big moves.
So what I'm trying to say is one thing I learned last year was that… first of all, nothing works out the way you planned it to, right? Nothing ever works out. The only thing you can truly control is yourself, right? Nothing else can be controlled. The climate, you know, world events. Nothing can be controlled by you. The only thing you can control is how you perceive changes that are happening in the world. The only thing you can really control is your mindset, really, right? And so that's the first thing. And the second thing is that like this whole idea of like hustling and like doing big things, right? Like making moves. I think that is like not the way to go. I think doing little things just little by little and making it a hobby or making it a like a routine is very important. You know how many people learned how to cook last year?
A lot.
You know how many people learned how to knit last year? It's incredible. And like, I don't know, like gardening.
So I saw someone's dad do bookbinding because he was in quarantine. So he just has like bookbinding now.
Yeah. Like, you know how big Haru's Pokemon card collection is right now?
Gosh.
I can look at… I had no idea about anything to do with Pokemon. Now I can look at a card and know… like, now I know just by looking at a single card how much it is.
Yeah.
Like… yeah.
How much it cost you.
This is a really bad example. But you can do anything if you just work on it little by little. Right? I can't cook because, you know, my wife won't eat what I cook. But how clean like my room and everything is, like how organized I am, Like I laugh at what's her
Marie Kondo?
Yeah, I laugh at her videos. I like see her YouTube video and I'm like, been there, done that. Oh, that's how you fold it? Well, this is how I fold it. Like I've got become a master of tidying up.
Yeah.
Like I've accomplished so many things that I didn't intend to accomplish just by doing it every day because I was home. And if we apply that to the rest of our lives, even when things do get better, right? We can make huge changes is something I realized. Because like I was saying, I've been working on a couple things for the last couple of years. And I worked on it in that way. And, you know, there are things that I've done in my life where I'm like, I'm going to do this within 6 months. Or by the end of this year, I'm going to accomplish this. And I literally would make a checklist and check it off. And that's, you know, that's fine, right? To have ambition and to have like drive is fine. But I realized that you can accomplish great things in another way. And it was a valuable lesson for me. So 2020, although literally 99.9% of it was horrible, still is. But those are the two things that I learned. Like, you need to be able to control your mind, right? And since all hell is breaking loose constantly, and there's nothing you can do to stop it, one thing you can do is how your mind receives it, how your mind deals with it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, your perspective is the only thing you have control over. And how sacred that is. No one can take that away. You know, like no virus can take that away.
Yeah.
And also the importance of just putting in little work every day into something that you enjoy.
Yeah. Well, life has to move on. Just because people feel like time froze because they're not like going anywhere physically. Like, world's still spinning, so you have to do something.
Yeah. And also, our album took… So, the last time we had a full-length album was like 3.5 years ago. Can you believe that?
I met you just as that album was like coming out. No, was
that
was
Sleepless.
EP?
That's like an
That's EP.
EP.
Oh.
But the last full-length album was 2017. Right?
Oh, okay.
So, it's like 3.5 years ago. And that's an amazingly long time when you… Within like… You know, celebrity K-pop age, right? Three and a half years. In 3.5 years, groups appear and disappear.
That's very true,
right?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's the older you get, the more important time becomes. So it's not like, okay, so our fans are like, dude, these guys drop albums like every, like 3 years now? Like, why are they not putting out albums like every year? Or like every, like a single every 6 months, right? And some people will be like, maybe they're lazy. You know, maybe they're not hustling hard or whatever, right?
Not doing big bang.
Yeah, and that's not the case. It's not like we're not aware of time passing. We're more aware because time is so much more important. We're getting older at a quicker rate than anyone else right now, right? Well, anyone younger. That's what it feels like, at least. And time is sacred to us, but I'm saying that everything, you know, you just work on it little by little and something better comes out, is what I'm saying. Like, we could have gone into a studio and tried to crank out this album within like, you know, a few weeks. And it might have been a pretty good album, but I think it worked out better because we took those days and months and years and worked on the album little by little. And we didn't, you know, we didn't put it out until like we were ready.
Yeah, I feel like you've been finishing up this album for like almost a year.
Yeah.
Like, I would hear you being like, oh yeah, we just have like a few more things to do. And then I would hear that for like 8 months.
Literally, we wrote like countless songs. There are many, many songs that just didn't make it onto the album, even, you know, that are completely done. And that's why it became a double album. Like, we just came out with part one. Part two, like I said, will be out at some point. And it became a double album because we worked on it so much that we had enough songs that we loved that it wouldn't fit on one album. It just wouldn't make sense as one album, right? So we did two parts, and together it'll be the 10th album, basically.
Did I get cut?
Your voice?
Yeah. Did you cut it?
Yeah, I had Diane. Well, that song's not on this album.
Oh. It's not on any album.
It's going to be on the next album.
Oh.
So I can't really talk about that song. But that song is actually the lead single of the next album. Don't say anything about the album. I had Diane.
I know nothing about the album because even when you had me help on the album.
Don't say anything about that song.
No, I'm just saying. Even when you had me help on the album, you didn't tell me what I was doing. So I don't know anything.
You have to realize, as I was telling you to do something like that.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what I was going to do.
I was like,
you know, I was trying to figure it out. I had Diane. So for you guys that are listening, I had Diane like record like this phrase that I was going to use in the song that didn't come out yet. But we ended up changing the title of the song.
Oh.
And because of that, it didn't fit.
Mm.
Plus, Diane had some of her friends that are like actors to record some things for other songs.
Which also didn't work.
Which also didn't work.
Well, good thing no one got paid.
You have to realize there are certain songs where a vocalist finished the entire song.
Yeah.
And I hate having to do it, but I had to tell them that like…
Listen.
I had to switch.
My full expectation was to not make a final cut.
Okay.
I know how it works.
There are songs that I had to do that with. Like where like this vocalist gratefully worked on it for us.
And yeah.
Recorded the song, but I had to switch it to a different vocalist. And I hate when I have to do that because from that person's perspective… I might seem like an ungrateful asshole or something, right?
Yeah.
The thing is, that's not of the utmost importance to me.
Like, yeah.
If this song is for me, if this project or the music that we're making is for us, for me and the person that's working on it with me, if it's only for us, yeah, you know, you could feel that way. But this song is not for me. Even if I'm making it. Like it's for the audience. It's for the people that are going to listen to it on… Like if they're on the bus. Subway. Like… You know, with their friends. Alone in a bedroom somewhere. Like… It's for them. So if it's not the best version of that song.
Yeah.
Even if it's… Like an uncomfortable conversation that I have to have with someone. I'll do it.
Yeah.
Right? And… I don't know. That person might think that I'm an asshole. But
all I took from this is that I'm a vocalist. I'm considered a vocalist.
Anyways, I'm sorry, Diane. I had to literally cut every single thing that
I helped
you
out
and
on.
Your friends helped out on. It just had to be made. That decision had to be made.
I agree.
Really,
I don't even know what it sounded like with the whole piece together, but I undoubtedly agree.
I did my best.
I agree.
I actually created a track using one of your friends like narrations, and I had to scrap the whole track because it didn't work in between two songs.
Yeah.
So I worked on it like painstaking like care for like days and then had to delete it.
You were like, I will not owe Diane King a single thing. I refuse to owe her anything.
Yes. So how has Dive Studio been doing without me? Have you guys been like crashing and burning? Like,
I don't know. You tell
us. Are you guys
us.
Like… Are advertisers just like scrapping you guys? Just turning backs?
I mean, I will say this. We got advertisers for every single one of our shows.
It's kind of sad. Like…
We had…
I find it kind of odd and
malicious. No.
Heartbreaking almost. Yeah. That right after I left, all the advertisers came back. Right?
It's not like they came back. And then, it's not like they were there in the
first
place.
So many new shows on this platform now.
Yeah.
Right? Like right after I left. So, like, let me just tell you, like, what was going on in my mind, like, what I had projected or what I envisioned in my mind as I was leaving the Tableau podcast. So, I did my last episode. I'm like, thank you. I leave. Advertisers call. They're like, what's going on here? Tableau is leaving.
Yeah.
Advertisers jumping ship. Dive running out of money. Shows disappearing.
Yeah.
Eddie calling me like 3 in the morning. I'm like, hello? And Eddie's like, I'm really sorry. I know it's 3 in the morning, but Tableau. We need you back. Oh my God. We're in trouble.
Yeah.
We're in trouble. I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, we're like $3 million in debt. Like, Diane
is like,
we have to fire Diane tomorrow. We're selling couches. Like, Seungun is, you know, Seungun, I don't know. Like, things are really bad.
Yeah.
Like, we need you back. And I'm like, Eddie, like, I need to sleep right now. So, can you call me back? Like, call me back in the morning. Hang up. Calls me back in the morning. He's like, Tableau, have you thought about it? Like, can you please help us? Like, we're now $6 million in debt.
How did that happen?
because we were struggling and we put all of our assets into Bitcoin and it's so volatile. And
sounds
I'm like,
right.
I'm like, Eddie, all right, I'll come back. I come back,
yeah,
like low key, like at the end of Ragnarok.
Yeah.
I'm here to save all of you. And then I save Dive. I get you your job back.
Yeah.
Seungun
gets a girlfriend,
gets married, has 3 kids. You know, Dive comes back into whatever space, like this space.
Yeah.
Because they were on the street. That's what I had envisioned.
And hoped.
Not what
and
I no, no, not what
for.
I hope for. Of course that's not what I hope
yeah,
for.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's not something I planned.
Not well, at least.
But I'm grateful to God that
your fists are clenched.
I'm so happy that Dive
survived. Fuming.
I'm so happy that you guys are doing well without me.
Yeah.
I know for a fact that my audience is so loyal that you know, no one unsubscribed.
I will say this. This is the truth. You've been gaining listeners.
Yeah, which
since
is weird.
You've been gone.
That's what I heard, actually.
We've been getting like average at minimum like 100K more downloads every month since you've left.
I heard that my downloads are doing
crazy,
way better.
Crazy well.
Now that I'm not here. Which
it's so weird.
Which is super weird. And very tempting. Very tempting for me to come back, but I feel like if I do come back, it's gonna start dropping.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I know. What the hell is this?
I have no idea what's going on.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
I have no idea what's going on.
Honestly, but I know my fans are loyal. My audience, my TTP audience is so loyal that they're not listening to any other podcast on Dive Studios. Like, I know they're not doing that, right?
Yeah.
They're loyal to me. And I'm just saying, this is a special episode one-off. There is absolutely no chance that I'll come back to the Tableau podcast.
Yeah. I'll make sure of it.
There's no way that that'll happen.
Yeah.
But if there's like a faint possibility of that happening…
Yeah.
I'm saying there are going to be some demands.
You see a sign like a Joe Rogan Spotify no. like $300 million deal or whatever
it was.
I'm going
to need some things. And Eddie's going to have to make that 3 a.m. phone call to me. And
yeah.
I'm going to have demands.
Yeah.
Okay. And That's probably the only way I'm coming back.
Okay.
Okay. Like something, something huge up front.
Yeah.
Okay. Like that. That's the only way. I'm just letting you know.
I just love that this whole the reason this shoot's even happening is that I got a text at like 11 p.m. from Download after like a couple of weeks of not really saying anything to each other, just going, would it be weird if I came back for a couple episodes?
No, no, not.
And I was like, no,
this is
be
a
weird?
One-off. I am not going to be here next time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm just saying, for those of you who are listening right now, thank you so much. And it's not going to affect my decision because my decision is that I'm not coming back.
Yeah.
But I would like you guys to tell your friends about this episode and make the download number so crazy that it'll show the non-brothers like how amazing I am.
Yeah.
And how much they actually need the Tableau podcast to keep the lights yeah. on. And then they'll make a they'll make an offer that I can't refuse and then I'll refuse it. Like, please.
That's the art of negotiating.
Please help me get those numbers. Get those crazy numbers. Okay. And if you're listening, Spotify or Apple Podcasts, big companies, corporations that are listening right now, know that I am a free agent.
Okay.
I'm a free agent.
All right.
The Tableau podcast is mine.
It is.
I can literally take it to any network. I'm not saying that I would do that, but please know that I am taking calls at 3 a.m. So
exclusively.
Yeah, call me at 3 a.m. and I don't know. Make me an offer.
Oh my gosh.
Make me an
doing
offer.
Doing big things. Yes. If you're interested in doing yeah. not just a thing,
little
but a
by
big
little.
Thing. Turn that
little
in.
By little. Anyways, I'm going to invite Epic High to the studio so we can talk about the album a little bit. It's going to be entirely in Korean probably. So like I said, if you want to know what we're talking about, there's a video on Epic High's official YouTube channel. Also, I don't know, you can listen together with a friend who's fluent in Korean and have them…
Do voices.
Have them dub the
their,
voice.
Their impressions of you, Mithra and Tukas.
Now Mithra's saying… and now Tukas is saying…
and for you, it's just a chihuahua barking.
Anyways, guys, I'm going to invite Epic High to the studio. Yay!
Wow, I can't clap. Clap, clap, clap.
You are listening to the Tableau podcast.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting and rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.